Today we celebrate the Holy Family. Translation of the Epistle. Brethren, put ye on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the bowels of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. Even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so do you also. But above all these things, have charity, which is a bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ rejoice in your heart, wherein also you are called to be in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles, singing in grace in your heart to God. All whatsoever you do in word or work, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Jesus Christ our Lord. Translation of the Gospel of St. Luke for the Feast of the Holy Family. When Jesus was 12 years old, they going up into Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast, and having fulfilled the days when they returned, the child Jesus remained in Jerusalem, and his parents knew it not. And thinking that he was in the company, they came a day's journey and sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances. And not finding him, they returned into Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his wisdom and his answers. And seeing him, they wondered. And his mother said to him, "Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, thy father and I sought thee sorrowing." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" And they understood not the word that he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and come to Nazareth and was subject to them. And his mother kept all his words in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and grace with God and men. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today is the Feast of the Holy Family. The family, as you know, is the basis of every human society. It is defined as a group of persons living together who are related by blood or marriage. In today's feast, we celebrate the most perfect human family that ever existed: Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The Holy Family in Nazareth. This family is called holy because of its closeness to God. God is holiness itself, and Jesus, the Son of God, is the Word who lives in the family of the Father and the Holy Ghost for all eternity. The Holy Family is the model for all families because they put God first in everything. Jesus, the Son of God, was present in this family, as was Mary, his Virgin Mother, and Saint Joseph. This family life in Nazareth teaches us that marriage and family are divine institutions. They are not the result of a blind evolution. Families are the basic building blocks of civil society and also of church life. Vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life come mainly from healthy and holy families, especially from large families. The church often refers to the family as the domestic church, a small church, a family church. The church refers to the family also as the mystical body of Christ in miniature. The Catholic family is characterized by the mutual affection of its members and by the common prayers offered to God. The family that prays together stays together. Both of these attributes, mutual affection and common prayer, are found in a perfect way in the Holy Family in Nazareth. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph went to Jerusalem in a pilgrimage. They observed all the requirements of the law of Moses. And we also, we have obligations to God. Do we observe them as the Holy Family did? These obligations include Sunday Mass, daily prayers, keeping the commandments, loving one another. Then something unusual happens in Jerusalem. Jesus separated himself from his parents for a time. He remained in Jerusalem when they departed for home. Thus, Jesus caused them great anxiety and grief. And you have experienced that Jesus does the same to us. He seems to leave, to abandon us sometimes. But he's really not absent, only hidden. And this is life of faith. At times, God tests our love for him. He wants us to seek him. And we see this often in the lives of the saints. If we do not give up, if we seek him constantly, we will find him, just as Mary and Joseph found the child Jesus in the temple. That is where we will find him too, in church and prayer. And they found him at the third day. And there is obviously an announcement in the third day, because he will rise from the dead after 3 days. There is a great mystery here. Jesus, the Word of God, was taught by the scribes and the Pharisees. What humility! It is the infinite divine wisdom subjecting itself to human science, to human wisdom. Saint Luke the Evangelist informs us that after the Jerusalem trip, after the pilgrimage, Jesus went down to Nazareth and that he was subject to Mary and Joseph. There he advanced in wisdom, stature, and grace. This period of Jesus' life is called hidden life, in which we see certain characteristics. The first characteristic is growth. During these days, these years, Jesus grows physically, psychologically, and intellectually. What he knew by his divine intellect, he now learned in a new way by the growth of his human consciousness, by living and working in a human family. Second characteristic, simplicity of life. The Holy Family had a simple life, but they were not destitute. They had the necessities of life. A home, food also, and also they were able to travel to Jerusalem, which probably took 10 days or 2 weeks. Another characteristic, work. Jesus worked for a living as a carpenter. He shared in the toil, sweat, and exhaustion of physical labor. Last characteristic, obedience. Jesus was obedient to Mary and Joseph, individual persons whom he had created. In this, Jesus gives us an example of obedience to all legitimate authority. In the day of this beautiful feast of the Holy Family, the Church urges us to love the Holy Family and to imitate Jesus, Mary, and Joseph in our own family life. This leads to mutual affection, which is nourished and increased by common prayer. Saint Paul tells us how to do it in the epistle of today. He says, "Put on as God's chosen one, holy and beloved, a heart of mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. Bear with one another and forgive one another. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen."